So every time I read or I hear this gospel, I'm always challenged by the last verse. Every time I hear this last verse, that the Magi departed to their country by another way. That these Magi departed, they left to go back to their country by another way than they came. You see, these three Magi, they met God, visible in Jesus Christ. They literally looked and saw the glory of God. They experienced the love, mercy, freedom in the presence of Jesus just by looking at him. And they were transformed. These kings, these three Magi, were literally transformed by being in the presence of Jesus. That they weren't the same anymore. They couldn't go back to the life that they once were living. They had to go now a different way because of this encounter they had with Jesus. I'm challenged by this verse because it always reminds me of my own conversion. It reminds me of this time when I was not living for the Lord at all. This time that I was living a life of sin when I was in the bar. This time where I was just going from pleasure to pleasure to pleasure, seeking my happiness in the world and just being flat out miserable and just hating who I was. Makes me remember that one night in the bar, around 1 a.m. when I'm making drinks, and I have this incredible experience, vivid and real experience of the love of Jesus, encountering his love right there. So much so that I had to quit. I had to leave. I remember I went to confession for the first time in 10 years. And I encountered Christ, Jesus, in the confessional, experiencing that same love, that same mercy and forgiveness. And I was transformed. Like, I was not the same, and I couldn't go back to that life. Like, I could not go back to the life that I was living when I encountered the love of God. When I encountered Jesus as love, as mercy, when I found the one that I have been searching for my entire life and I found him, there was no way that I could ever go back. The way that I spoke changed. The way that I look changed. The way that I thought, like, I didn't want to look like the world anymore. I didn't want to talk like the world anymore. Everything changed because I was transformed because of this encounter with Jesus. You see, when we have a real encounter with God's love, when we encounter Christ, we're never the same. We're not supposed to be the same. When we encounter this love of Jesus Christ, we're not supposed to go by the same way again. We're actually supposed to go the different way. We're not supposed to look like the world anymore. We're not supposed to speak like the world speaks. We're not supposed to act and think like the world speaks. So we've encountered a love in Jesus that's transformative. And this is as well why this verse is so challenging to me. Because this verse makes me evaluate my walk with Jesus right now. Like when I hear this verse that they encountered the love of God made visible in Jesus Christ, and they were so transformed, they had to go by a different way. It reminds me and it makes me evaluate my life right now. It makes me think about that conversion that I had in Jesus, and it makes me evaluate my walk with Jesus right now. I begin to ask myself questions like, am I still going by a different way, or have I fallen back into my old ways? Have I allowed the world to seep back in to my heart, into my mind? Have I allowed the way the world speaks to infiltrate the way that I speak, how I think, and how I act? This next question is always the hardest. Was I more in love with Jesus then than I am right now? Was I more in love with Jesus then than I am right now? It can be a temptation for us, for me, to fall back into these old ways, to be lukewarm, to look more like the world, and not like a Christian who's been touched by the love of Jesus. And when this happens to me, because when I'm honest with myself, sometimes the answer to that question is, did I love Jesus more then than I do now? Unfortunately, sometimes the answer to that question is yes. And when I experience that, when I realize that I've allowed the world at times to touch my heart and seep back in, I realize that I need to experience the love of Jesus again. I need to be able to be transformed once again by that love, the love of Jesus, to set my heart aflame once again. And I've always found there is no greater place for me to experience the love of God than in the Eucharist, in the very presence of God made visible in Jesus Christ through his very body, blood, soul, and divinity. These three magi, they traveled hundreds to thousands of miles. And they just looked at him. I mean, Jesus was a baby. It's not like Jesus broke open the scriptures and gave this amazing homily and it transformed their hearts. All Jesus did was look at them, and all they did was look at him. That was it. These three magi just looked at Jesus, and Jesus just looked at them, and they were transformed by this gaze. They were transformed just by looking, and they went off by a different way. The Magi didn't have the privilege that we do of being able to eat the very body and blood of Jesus Christ in the Eucharist, like we do. They just looked at him, and their whole life was transformed. People ask me sometimes, Father, why do you elevate Jesus in the Eucharist during the time of consecration for a long time during Mass? My answer is always the same. Because I want to look at him, the one who loves me, and I want you to look at him, the one that loves you, and I want to make sure I give him time to look at you. I hold him up longer so that you can look at him, so that he can look at you, so that I, that my heart can be aflame again as I look at him. If you're like me, where at times in your life you need more of God's transforming love, where maybe there's lukewarmness in your heart, maybe there's areas of where you've allowed sin, or these areas of allowing the world to seep back in, and you need God's love to transform your heart once again, then I want to challenge you to do these two things. First, at every Mass you attend, when the priest elevates Jesus in the Eucharist, look at him. Don't put your head down. You look at him. You look at him, and you let Jesus look at you. And second, I challenge you, for 15 minutes a week, so once a week for 15 minutes, to go to adoration before the Blessed Sacrament, exposed, and just look at him and let him look at you. You don't have to say anything. Just look at him for 15 minutes. 15 minutes a week, once, to go to an adoration chapel, to go and adore, to go and look at, and to allow God, Christ himself, to look at you. Because it's in this beholding, we're transformed by what we look at. We're transformed into the one we look at. When we look at Jesus in the Eucharist, we're actually transformed by his love. That's what happened to the Magi. They were transformed by the love of God in Jesus Christ by looking at him and him looking at them, and they could not go back to their old way of life. They were so transformed, they had to go by a different way, and it's the same for us. My brothers and sisters, the love of God is absolutely moves us in the Eucharist. Jesus is fully present. And we need to look at him. At Mass, when I elevate, I'm going to hold our Lord Jesus up even longer because I want you to look at him. And I need to look at him. I need my heart to be flamed with his love. And I challenge you, once a week for 15 minutes, go before the Blessed Sacrament in adoration and look at him. Just look at him and let him look at you. And I promise you, you will be touched by the love of God. God's love will touch your heart. And I promise you, you will not leave the same when you came in. Even right now at this Mass, God is going to touch your hearts. And you will leave different. You will maybe feel lighter. You will feel more peace. You will feel more love. You will feel closer to the Lord. Many of you will experience this because that's what God's going to do when you look at him. Just by looking. I'm not even talking about what's going to happen if we consume Jesus. If we just look at Jesus. This Mass, when I hold him up, he's going to touch your hearts in a unique way. Because that's what he wants to do. Because we're never supposed to leave the same than when we came and encountered Jesus. Jesus transforms our hearts every time. And in a unique and beautiful way, through the Holy Eucharist, looking at the very presence of God made visible in Jesus Christ, through the Holy Eucharist, our hearts will be aflamed again. And we will leave by a different way than when we came. Amen.